The Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alban Bagbin, has denied reports by an Accra-based private newspaper that he is involved in underhand dealings in the SDX project. He told Radio Ghana that the allegations are not true.
That would be a very vicious allegation. There's nothing like that. What we are doing now is trying as much as possible to implement the Ghana National Housing Project arrangement with the SDX Korea, which has received both cabinet and parliamentary approval. And early this year, His Excellency the President graciously cut the sword for the commencement of the implementation of the project. So this is what we're doing now. And there's no other agreement that we've entered into with the Koreans in respect of this housing project.
One of these private newspapers carried a banner headline saying that the presidency of Nana Akufo-Addo would try you for organizing a deal with the XTS project.
Well, I am sure people are buying into the rumors that seem to have been an orchestration of those who are against the project, may be tempted to make statements that the media could have in this direction. But I can assure everybody that together with my able lieutenant, including officials of the beneficiary institutions like the army, the police, together with the Agricultural Engineering and Services Limited, that is ASL, and all our brothers and sisters, we will not do anything that anybody can find to be criminal. I am very conscious, and as an experienced politician in this country, I'm aware of the history of former ministers being prosecuted with allegations of criminal conduct. And so I am fully aware that we are not immune to this. So we will not do anything that will allow anybody to find any such opportunity to prosecute us.
The minister challenged anybody with information about fraudulent dealings in the SDX project to report immediately to the appropriate authorities for investigation.
I want to call on all Ghanaians who may have any iota of evidence of any form of wrongdoing in this whole project to come out clearly and lay that report to the relevant institution to start the prosecution whilst we are in. I believe that will be more beneficial to the national interest than any post-mortem re-examination of what might have happened, because that might have caused some damage to the national interest. And I also have to try to prevent, because prevention is better than cure, than trying to do a post-mortem analysis of what has happened. So any Ghanaian who has any evidence of any such wrongdoing in this whole project we are implementing should please kindly draw the attention of the relevant institutions to take immediate action to rectify it before it becomes.
Mr. Gavin gave an overview of the stage of construction work so far. He said 13 stages have been given out to the contractors and layouts have been prepared for construction to begin.
The project has actually started. When His Excellency the President cut the sword, what we did was to prepare the site and to hand it over to the company to start the construction. We have been able to hand over 13 sites to the company throughout the country now. And the company has taken possession of those sites. The company has therefore entered into those lands and are preparing the layout in terms of the infrastructure. You know, this is a planned development. And we are not just going to build houses. We want to build communities that will be a signal as to the way forward in developing our housing sector in this country. And so we're taking the train to deal with the road network in terms of ties, in terms of bicycle and pedestrian lanes, in terms of motorcycle lanes. We're trying to see all the intersections, taking into consideration traffic management. We lay out all the utilities like water, electricity. We're also doing the sewage system so that we have a well-planned layout sewage system, which will give an opportunity to turn the sewage into utilities like gas or energy. And we are also doing as much as possible to build what we call greenhouses, where we will be using solar panels to support the heating of household needs. And so we will not just rush into the land to start building the blocks. But before the end of this year, people will see the actual houses coming up. And the technology that we are applying, which is the forms technology, we have to try to study the types of the form technology and make sure that we come up with a technology that is best suited for our country, which is cost effective and which meets the quality, the standard, and the specification that we have agreed upon in the contract. So a lot of work is being done. We have completed a lot of this work, and we believe that very soon people will see the land preparation and the actual construction of the houses by the middle of this year. By the end of the year, some of the housing will have been completed for Ghanaians to see. So I want to assure all that everything possible is being done to make sure that before the election, the number that is given for it to be completed, and that is 12,000 housing units, would have even been surpassed. We are working very hard, and I once again will reiterate that we are very focused and we will not disappoint Ghanaians.
Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Urban Bagbin, in that interview with George Ankram.